Mike Neal, the medical staff is hopeful that he will complete the rehab segment this week and hopefully get on the field part of the practice environment next week. That's the report on Mike. Chad Clifton is still multiple weeks away.
Sure going to be able to play this year, or is that still?
It's a process. It's always a process. So he's still in the rehab stage, and he's still multiple weeks away from coming to the practice field. So, and he has to, obviously clear the rehab hurdle and then get on the practice field, and we'll see where he is.
What did you get out watching the Chargers game on Monday?
What did I get out watching the game?
Yeah.
Well, it was a very competitive game. San Diego obviously playing on the road. I've really focused more on their home games, but it's you get a feel for the live part of the game. Frankly, I'm not gonna lie to you, I fell asleep in the fourth quarter and then woke up and didn't want to know how the game ended. So I was in here extremely early to watch it on the game, on the coach's tape, because the coach's tape was here. Pretty quickly after the game. So, and it's a lot different watching a game on TV than it is, in a room all by yourself early in the morning with a cup of coffee. So, it's all part of the process. You really like to pay attention to those division games, especially because it's playing Kansas City for the second time, having the opportunity to watch the Kansas City game the first time in San Diego, and then watching the Monday night game. So, just to see how each team reacts to the concepts, schemes, matchups that they went through from the first competition to the second competition. But San Diego is a very good football team, very well coached. So this will be a big challenge, especially going into their stadium after a tough loss on the road to Kansas City.
Like Bill Belichick said, coming out of a bye, one thing he always is concerned about and sees take a little while to ramp back up is tackling. Is there anything that you have identified in your career that takes a little while to get back up to speed because of the week off, and if so, how long does it usually take to knock that?
Well, I don't think there's any exact answer to your question, but it is a concern. Our plan starting on Monday was to take the extra padded practice. We had 20 to 25 minutes of fundamentals with the whole team, and the line actually had more than that. So we did team tackling drills. So we're very conscious of the fact that our players have been off for a week. We'll go pads again tomorrow for our Thursday practice. We'll do team tackling drills again tomorrow. So we're stressing the fundamentals and the importance of play speed coming back from the bye week, and especially going into an opposing stadium.
Mike, as well as Aaron played the first seven games, what, if anything, did you identify during the bye week that, is there anything he can work on or improve on?
Well, Aaron's like every player on the team. There's always little things specific to his responsibility that he can continue to improve on. So, whether it's a footwork or certain concepts, getting different looks. We're playing this particular defense, the certain concepts that we'll see against this coverage as opposed to the coverages we've seen in prior weeks. So, Aaron's working to improve every single day, which is reflected in the quarterback individual drills that Tom Clemens does week in and week out, and but he is playing extremely high level. The numbers speak for themselves, but this will be a big challenge for us in San Diego.
Mike, in your mind, who has the advantage, the team, like you guys had that week off, the bye going into this game, or them, because they're actually on a short rest going into the game?
I don't think you can really cut it one way or the other and say this team has the advantage over the other. It's because every team has its its strengths and its focus of improvements that they want to improve on. So, our greatest advantage coming out of the bye week was we were able to get healthy, for a number of our players, and the fact that we'll have a full week of preparation with those players. So that that's an advantage compared to I'm not in San Diego's facility. I don't know the exact concerns and that they may have about their football team. So we're just really focused on improving our quality of play, and this gives us that opportunity to be able to be healthy and have everybody practicing throughout the week.
Mike, when a guy like Finley says he always wants to be here because there's not a lot of distractions, there's not much to do around here. I mean, is that something that reverse thing can you use to attract the kind of players you want here?
Tell them to come to Green Bay because there's nothing to do. That's not my opening line, but it is a great place to live. It's a great place to work. You know, JerMichael was expressing himself the way he does uniquely, and I hope he's here for a long time too, because this is a great environment for him to work in.
Coach Vic Soto has only been active for a couple of games this year.
I'm sorry?
Vic Soto has only been active for a couple of games. What does he need to do to be on the field?
Well, anytime a young player and Vic and all the way down the line, the first vehicle on the field is usually special teams. So that's been a big focus for Vic. He, you know, had the injury there at the beginning of the year, missed some time, which is important, not only the reps on special teams, but the opponent reps and so forth. So he's doing a good job progressing as far as his outside linebacker responsibility, but it's the special teams is the best way to get on. He's competing each week to be part of the 46. Well, I mean, Gates and Finley, I think everybody would be in agreement that you have to treat them, as a wide receiver because of their unique ability. So they're both excellent space players, potential matchup problems for opposing defenses. Gates he's done it for a long time, just the way he's natural, such a natural instinct to create separation and catch the football. And, JerMichael has a lot of those same qualities.
As a build off that, Coach, the size of the Chargers wide receivers is unlike anything that you guys have seen so far this year. Do you have to do anything a little different in practice to kind of go up against what you think you might see in the game on Sunday?
Well, I mean, you emphasize it each week, and it's particularly this time of year. We're really focusing on the scheme, the things that they're doing. North Turner does an excellent job and has for a long time in this league, and that's obvious in the production of their offense and always, if you just look at Norris' history too. So we're really focused on the scheme and how they're being used, particularly Jackson and Gates, because they are unique, in their size and their ability on the perimeter. So this will be a big challenge for our defense.
Mike, where do you think the defensive improvement is going to come from? Second half of the season, adding a couple new guys back from injury, or just repetition and.
The first step is getting everybody to practice together. I mean, that's always the best solution when you hit some tough spots. We're not far off from where we've been in the past, because at the end of the day, it's about giving up points. So that's really our number one focus is points allowed. We've addressed some of the fundamental and situational tendencies or lack of production that have occurred in the first 7 weeks. We have an opportunity to learn from that. So I look for us to definitely be better on defense.
Mike, when you get a bye week and you have a chance, there's no pressure for preparing for the next opponent. Do you kind of look at the big picture of what happened in the first 7 games? And are there often you can just pull yourself away? Are there things that you see that maybe you didn't catch during the heat of the moment, that teams are doing to you or that you'd like to do?
I mean, not really. It really gives you an opportunity to probably detail your plan a little more. For example, this morning I went through the next 4 games of our season, the specifics of the challenges of the third quarters of the season, from scheduling and how we're going to handle these next 4 weeks or 3.5 weeks or how you want to look at it. So. I think it just gives you an opportunity to detail, your program. So whether it's the football part of it, the scheduling, the training, that's really, from my view, is the opportunity to step away during the bye week.
Mike, you're very consistent with your schedule on your games. In your experience, how does your team respond differently, if at all, after a long flight as opposed to Minnesota, Detroit, Chicago, something like that?
Well, your joints are a little more swollen. I mean, I think that's for everybody on the plane, but it's I mean, you have to be conscious of it. I mean, we emphasize the hydration, encourage guys to get up and walk around. We'll be on a bigger plane. I'm not concerned about the West Coast coming from Green Bay, Wisconsin, because it's two time zones. And you got daylight savings, obviously there Saturday night. So That this is not, I don't think this is going to affect our body clock like if we were coming from the East Coast. And I've had opportunity to work on a West Coast team that had to travel east a number of times, and that's a challenge. That's different. You have to get used to it. Changes your schedule. But we're very fortunate coming from the central part of the country. Our schedule never really changes.
Mike, statistically speaking, Philip Rivers isn't having a good year. When you watch the coach's tape, is he playing the game differently or mechanically than the previous year?
Well, a big part of quarterback play is lining up with the same players week in and week out. I mean, I think it's obvious when you look at their game tape, and we even had the opportunity in the bye week to go back as a defense and look at the earlier games that Gates played in, you know, as opposed to the last couple of weeks leading up to Kansas City. So continuity, rhythm, timing, all that is a big part of being successful as a quarterback, and their offense has had some changes. So we have a lot of respect for Philip Rivers. I really go back to the first time I got to see him play live back in 07 out here in Lambeau Field. And, you know, it's different watching someone from afar. But having the opportunity to see him play live that day, I have a lot of respect for him. I think he's an excellent quarterback, and that's the way we're preparing.
Two more. Like, how has Frank Zombo been able to come back from two injuries like this? And does it surprise you that he's back so soon?
Well, I mean, Frank is one of those guys that you have to hold him out of practice, and he's, you know, he's definitely a tough guy, and he's kind of just had two unfortunate injuries. I mean, just you know, especially the first one in pregame. So, he's a tough guy, and the bye weeks really helped him. So, you know, hopefully he'll be able to go this week. He's been practicing, and he's looked good Monday and today.
Mike, when we ask you about offensive line, you often bring up Scott Wells first. What does Scott do for you guys that maybe he doesn't get noticed outside?
Scott's the point man, and anybody knows anything about our offense. You know, the closer you are to the football, the more responsibility that you have, and obviously no one's closer to that. And Scott, he handles all the initial, declarations and starting point of everything we do. And physically, he's as technical as a center that I've had the opportunity to work with. So Scott's having a hell of a year. He's playing at a very high level, and I've told Scott this too before. It's a lot like growing up in my house as a kid when your dad's not talking, things are going well. So I don't talk to Scott very often.